The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who was called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Right down through history, from Father Abraham to King David to Joseph the carpenter, God many times, often said, do not be afraid. And of all the things Jesus said in the scriptures, none more than, do not be afraid. Have no fear. What great words to hear at the present moment. And to all of us this morning, Jesus is saying the very same thing. Do not be afraid. Trust in me. I cannot and I will not fail you. I cannot and I will not fail you. We need this trust at the moment more than ever before. We're going through a very difficult time, something we never faced before. And this is a time when we really show our faith in the Lord. We either trust or we don't. And so I pray this morning that each one of you at home, who at this time probably are anxious and worried, listen to the words. Listen to the words of the gospel. Listen to the words of Jesus. Do not be afraid.